This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or maybe you're in the weekend right now hanging out with me on this show, Kate Delaney. Thrilled as always to be with you in these choppy waters that we're navigating. I was thinking this today when I was walking down by a harbor. It was so beautiful and flat, the water, and that's what you're looking for when you're boating, right? Flat water. I think we're all looking for that water. Give us that blue, flat water. But it's been anything but that the last couple of weeks, especially with the weather and what's happened in Kentucky. More people found dead as they try to rebound from the horrible storms that they had there. The debris is everywhere. The great thing is, as humans go here in America, so many people are generous and have lent many, many hands to helping the people in Kentucky. So clothes and shelter and water and food and everything else in between has absolutely gone the way of many of those small communities that were completely smashed wide open with the amount of rain that they got in such a short amount of time. I mean, you know, the death toll in eastern Kentucky, as we've had now about 2 weeks of some of the floodwaters going down, a lot of that electricity being restored. I mean, this is a snapshot of Americans struggling. 39 now confirmed dead as of Thursday. And, of course, the concern is the flood threat that is still kind of hanging around the area through a little bit more in August. But a lot of that wet weather has passed. That's the good thing. So some of that crisis, anyway, has subsided. And a lot of the focus really is on recovery. You know, because you have people housed in shelters, like I mentioned. Some of that has gone down. There are 321 people who are being housed at state parks, 162 others in various shelters. Some of the wastewater management systems have been recovered over the last couple of weeks because it's been pretty bad there. The drinkable water, that was critical. There was a lot of donations there, and they made that goal. But you still have people that are having to boil water because of the water advisory, which it's down a little bit, so it was higher than this, but about 35,000. Power outages have dipped down a little bit. There's about 6,000 plus who are in those areas that were really hit that still are struggling with getting electricity because of the power that was knocked out. So anything you can do, do it. governor.ky.gov/flood resources. A lot of people donating there, finding out ways that they can help. And like I said, it really does give me hope, because deep down, as much as there are so many differences here in the great USA, politically speaking, and with some of the things that have been the last couple of years, I really believe there are a lot of good people across this country. And when there is a crisis, when there's a crisis of any sort, we really see the best of the best, I think, come to the top. The cream rises to the top, and there's no doubt about it that we have seen that in the case of lending a hand to the people who are really feeling it hard in that part of the world. All right, some of the other things that would have us talking this week was what happened at Mar-a-Lago, the president's estate. He wasn't there. Was the FBI raid? And was it warranted? Was it not warranted? What really is the skinny on that as you try to pull it apart and forget the politics for a second? But the attorney general is saying, listen, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant. He said he did that. He said the department doesn't take the decision lightly. Where possible, if it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means, as an alternative to search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken, that's what we'll do. But I got to apply the law without fear or favor, because there are many that are saying it was outrageous, the machine guns and showing up and rifling through parts of the estate was unwarranted. But he was the guy who signed off on the idea of the warrant. That happened a couple of days ago in the beginning of the week. It came months after investigators had served an earlier grand jury subpoena and took away sensitive national security documents from that property during a June meeting. That search was the first time in American history that any of our presidents, any former president's homes, were searched as part of a criminal investigation. So is this going to be another ring around the rosy, or is there some connection here? Are there some dots that are being connected that we're just not aware of? You know, one of the headlines I saw was, and it really, I think, is the kind of week the former president had. It just said in big letters, Hell Week, waiting on an indictment. What's happening here? And remember, because this was a week where the president also was deposed about what happened in his office over these allegations of bank and insurance fraud at his family company, a civil case which could force Trump to close operations even. All of that has also been blowing in the wind, too. And in the meantime, oh, yeah, there's this. Is the president, the former president, is he going to run again? Because in all the polls, at least the Republican polls, he is ahead of any other potential candidates that would run against, presumably, Biden if he doesn't step away, or the Democrats don't somehow get him to step away as they watch with bated breath whatever his approval ratings seem to be on the day. And then there was a huge story that slipped under the wire because of, I think, what happened with the former president, and of course what the wonky weather that we're dealing with across the country. But how about the story about John Bolton, who said he was glad for incompetence because there was a plot to kill him that was, a serious assassination coup against him by a group of people in Iran. So this wasn't, they weren't playing. I mean, look, Iran is one of four countries featured on our State Department's sponsors of terror listings. Who are the others? Cuba, Syria, and North Korea. So now there was this push to revive this Iran nuclear deal, which has definitely, it has no legs to it. And from Bolton's perspective, he says, you look at the terrorism efforts and nuclear intimidation, that's two sides of the same coin, and there was more than intimidation being thrown his way when this plot was uncovered. And he said, I'm glad the Iranians turned out to be incompetent, because there was a definite road to whacking him. Other threats were made, serious threats, against Secretary of State at the time, Mike Pompeo, from the same group. Odds and Ends next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
With DJ BJ. There's a thing called Afrobeats music that is really making some headway, not just with Gen Z, but really across a wide demographic. You may have heard this and might not have been aware of it somewhere where you were bopping around in the nooks and crannies. So we're going to have a conversation with him. Plus, the mailbag, your thoughts, as always, full mailbag. A lot of you reacting to Olivia Newton-John. A lot of guys saying she was your first love besides Farrah Fawcett. And you named a couple of other people that would be on that list, too. And we're talking some young dudes that were actually saying that. So she was absolutely, I think, iconic and somebody who really did have that likable characteristic that maybe just spread across a lot of different generations. Maybe that's why I got that kind of email. You know, sometimes when here in Odds and Ends, we talk about something that's happened and it's just like shock and awe. How can they do that? It's just outrage. I wanted to go to England to visit my daughter, to visit so-and-so, and I can't because of the chaos there at the Heathrow Airport. But, you know, they capped how many passengers could come through. So there's been lots of flight cancellations. There's craziness with lost luggage. But apparently some of that now is working because this is crazy. I mean, it's a busy airport, and they capped the number of people, departing passengers, at 100,000 until September 11th. And they just flat out said to the airlines, stop selling tickets, cut flights, just do it, because we can't handle these people. They hired now 1,300 people, and the number of security screeners is at pre-pandemic levels. So now people are getting through the checkpoints within 20 minutes, because it was ridiculous. It was hours. It was insane. They couldn't keep up that pace. So I guess that worked. It was shocking, but they swung a heavy axe and did what they thought they had to do, and now they're going to be able to build back the amount of people that can pass through Heathrow, which it worked. Can you imagine if they did that like in Atlanta, or I'm thinking one of the New York airports, or Chicago O'Hare, or Tampa International Airport, Los Angeles, LAX? I think there would be more than chaos. It would, so many people go through those major hubs that it would be tough kind of navigating around them. And this is something you probably don't think about. Now, a lot of kids are going back to school. You might have taken a vacation, or you're going on a vacation where you flop up the umbrella, you lay underneath it because you're being cautious about how many rays you take in. But, you know, you get that wind that sometimes has those umbrellas that actually blow inside out, or you'll see a loose umbrella cascading down the beach. And I've never heard of this. I mean, I've heard of people getting hit and cut and that kind of thing. But a beachgoer was actually killed on Wednesday after a loose beach umbrella impaled her in the chest, right? Blown from its anchoring just at a popular time, too, right before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And look, they called 911, got somebody out there, rushed her to the hospital. And she didn't make it, you know, just in the wrong place at the wrong time. This was Garden City, South Carolina, where this happened to poor Tammy Perrault, who was just 63 years old. But the strong winds, if it's not really anchored down strong, it can really blow out. And this is one of those weird things, one of those freak accidents. And it fits into odds and ends, because I wouldn't have thought about this necessarily. I've seen it happen, except for that the Consumer Product Safety Commission, they estimate that about 3,000 people are actually injured by beach umbrellas every year. So in Virginia, the senators in Virginia, Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, rather, are asking to review safety rules for beach umbrellas, and they're starting a whole campaign, like a safety campaign, after this woman was killed in by an umbrella a couple of years ago. So it really is a thing. You just think, oh, that's terrible, the weather, you know, the wind kicked up and you're seeing people struggling with umbrellas, but it's much more dangerous than that. I guess it makes sense when you think of what happens with wind and strange things that can happen where, you know, some of those bounce houses have flown up in the air and kids have actually been in them, and you think, how's that happen? Well, of course, the wind is so strong that it gets that lift off, and it's the same thing if the umbrellas aren't really, really anchored in. But shame that happened. Just a really strange freak thing. All right, this is something that absolutely is part of what has at least been talked about, I'm sure, lately in your backyard. Certainly in my backyard, it's been talked about. You know, it seems as though we are definitely weary of COVID and all things COVID and everything related to that. And it feels like it's in our rear view mirror, but we know it's not, because people are testing positive. They're usually doing this with their home kits. So they don't feel well. They feel like they might have the symptoms. They take the COVID test. And, I mean, can't tell you how many people I know that say, wow, I avoided the big C for 2.5 years, and now I got it. So I can't go to XYZ. I can't meet for lunch. I can't do this. I can't do that. And we keep saying that at least with this form, this variant, you don't have hospitals crowded and people just dropping dead and people finding them. So what's suggested, which I wondered about this, because how do we know what the numbers are like if so many people are doing the home testing? The new recommendations for home testing is three home tests for people exposed to COVID-19 so that you get a more accurate reading of it. If you're exposed to it, that's what you do to make sure you're not infected. This is some of the recommendations from the Food and Drug Administration, because it's easy to miss infections. And then if you're that person, you don't realize you have it, you're not sure, do I have symptoms or do I not have symptoms, then you're exposing all those other people in your world to that, which who wants to be the spreader? No, thank you. So there's 22 different tests on our market out there that are authorized to test you for COVID. And you can even get a bunch of free COVID tests from the government, which is the way to go, right? Your taxpayer dollars at work. But it's interesting. So if you're near someone or you hear about that, then you don't just take it once, you take it not just twice, you do it three times to make sure, so that you completely nail the objective, is to know whether or not you know if you have it. We all were stunned by the story about Anne Heche, of course, the actor who was flying through her neighborhood, smashed into one area and then smashed into a home and started a fire and barely was pulled from the car crash, which was the Mini Cooper she had. She's being kept on life support to determine if her organs are viable, according to her family, but she's not expected to survive. That's what they're saying, that she's not expected to make it, that she's unconscious, critical condition, and this has now been almost a whole week. And, you know, the L.A. Police Department did say today that they received results of blood that was drawn shortly after the crash. They showed she had narcotics in her system. But at this point, it's not going to matter if what happens happens, according to what the hospital is saying. It is definitely not looking very good for her, because she's got a severe brain injury and she's in that coma, not expected to survive. So what made her do that when people had seen her beforehand and she was fine? We will probably never know. And still we're monitoring this, and who knows what the outcome is. It really, to me, there was a couple of takeaways from this. One of them was, it's unbelievable what the Ring system picked up from somebody's house, seeing how fast she went by just by accident, because the Ring system is on, and they were able to see that footage to get a sense of just what was happening, how fast she was traveling. And then, you know, what happens when you're the victim and you're the person in the house that is there at the time with family, with animals, and you narrowly escape that. Luckily, some good neighbors pitched in, put a GoFundMe up, and lots of people are donating to help the woman who almost died on the other side of that. Stay with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Representative Adam Schiff says he's concerned about the lack of security these documents had.
If the Trump people represented that they provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, that's a serious problem.
It's pretty ugly in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday, the U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News. Facing prison time and dire personal consequences for storming the U.S. Capitol, some January 6 defendants are trying to profit from their participation in the deadly riot, using it as a platform to drum up cash, promote business endeavors, and boost social media profiles. A Nevada man jailed on riot charges asked his mom to contact publishers for a book he was writing about the Capitol incident. A rioter from Washington State helped his father hawk clothes and other merchandise bearing slogans such as Our House and images of the Capitol building. And a Virginia man released a rap album with riot-themed songs and a cover photograph of him sitting on a police vehicle outside the Capitol January 6, 2021. Man's in custody after firing his gun at Canberra Airport in the Australian capital city. Police Detective Dave Kraft says the suspect fired five rounds in the departures area.
The firearm has been secured. We do not believe that there were multiple weapons at this time.
There were no reported injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, without further ado, here's what Max says. Kate, I think it's B blank, and you know what I'm saying, BS, that the IRS is coming after us. Why do they get billions so they can do audit enforcement on people who are paying their taxes and can ill afford to have the distraction while they're trying to run a small business of the IRS trying to dive in to get more money or make somebody intimidated? It's ridiculous. Can't this be put in a much different direction? I know about you. I think I've heard you talk about it before. I'm for the abolishment of the IRS and some kind of a flat or fair tax. Yeah. You know that whole thing about wishes? It's not happening anytime soon. I'm for either a flat tax or a fair tax. I like the idea of the flat tax. I know much more about that and doing a lot of research on that over the years and talking about it and talking to people about it. And when we get closer to tax time next year, I'm gonna do a whole series on that. But anyway, so they've asked for additional funding. The budget for the IRS apparently shrunk more than 15% over the last decade. So they're saying we need more money. They're still playing catch up. They started the year with a backlog of 11 million unprocessed tax returns, right? So now the deal is that they're going to get this $80 billion in the Inflation Reduction Act that's going to be given to the IRS. That's going to be the funding. And Republicans are saying Democrats are not really saying too much, but Republicans are saying that the proposal with this increase would leave more middle-class Americans and small businesses with the headache of facing a tax audit. And again, can somebody... I know a ton of people that run small businesses and employ people even when it's not to their best advantage, but they're trying to keep people employed, especially during the pandemic, and a tax audit would be leveling, having to go through that examination. Now, of course, a large corporation, it's a whole different thing with the lawyers they have and the records that they have, or maybe they don't have, but regardless, it's different. They're used to the audits. It's not a big deal. So the goal, is it really about the IRS just going after the smaller fish? I hope not. That seems ridiculous. It seems like they would spread that money in different areas, especially if they're so backlogged in processing tax returns. I know a couple of people who are due money and they still haven't gotten it. How is that possible that they filed and they're not getting money? And then when they try to get through to the IRS, because you can look all over the website, and I think it's self-explanatory, the FAQs as they call them, but not having a human answering the phone when you're due a tax check, when you're due a direct deposit or whatever, that has got to be... beyond frustrating, right? You paid your taxes. It's all clear. You just want the money. So what's going on? I say some of that should be in the whole processing period department to get through that backlog. And I think that they could use it in other areas. I'm not saying they can't have some auditors, or if they have to ramp that up, fine. But it seems like if it's true that so much of that was earmarked for that reason, that's not good to go after. Well, we think we're not getting all the money that we need for the funding of the government, so we're gonna do what we can to go after, again, the little fish. All right, another one from Joe, who echoes what so many others said to me the last couple of days. Oh, Kate, that damn cancer taking Olivia Newton-John. I'm a 50-year-old man. I just turned 50, and I really liked Olivia Newton-John as a kid. I mean, people went after, or their eyes went toward the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or some of the other actresses of the day, but I just thought she was beautiful and was like an angel, her voice. I can just remember being with my mom in the car and hearing, you know, her voice with I Honestly Love You or some of the other things that she sang. And as much as I was a hardcore rocker, I really, really liked Olivia Newton-John, so rip to her and screw cancer. Yeah, it's awful. I agree. And she really, absolutely, there was something about her. She was wildly popular, no question. And a lot of other people sent me, a lot of other guys sent me things similar to that. Then there's Bill, who says, what is the deal, Kate Delaney, with the safety of these roller coasters? You know, I have some grandkids, although I'm only 48. I love when people tell me their age. I'm only 48, but I have some young grandchildren who are desperate to go on roller coaster rides when we go to some of these amusement parks. And they're getting to that age where they're almost at the line where they measure you. But I'm seeing these stories, and I don't know if it's because they're wanting to do that, so it's popping up in front of me. You know how you would track that? But I just saw that there was another roller coaster crash at some theme park in Europe where you had lots of people that were injured. And you had someone the other day that fell out of a safety harness. It's a wonder that anybody really wants to ride the dang things anymore. Yeah, the one you're talking about is a Legoland in Germany that's really popular, and there were like 30-some people that were hurt. 15 had to get taken to the hospital. They were light injuries. That's good. They weren't life-threatening, although it must have felt like that when they were stuck in this roller coaster. You know, And it's on, it comes right after this news of this other woman, 57-year-old woman, who died when she fell out of a roller coaster in this village of Klotten. So people there were already thinking that, and they are investigating, how did that happen? How did she fall out of the roller coaster? You know, there's something about, when you think about, you get on those rides, and especially the way roller coasters are now, the force, I mean, how many G's and how big are they and how many loops and how fast, and which goes to the G's. But when you get on, you're just assuming, there's this assumption, oh, it's fine. I mean, look at the harness. It's over top of me. It's locked in, right? It's fine. And I think sometimes it's not. Like, it could be something with the band, the lap, the safety belt that goes across the lap, or is the latch really locked down? I mean, none of that is related to what this roller coaster deal is. But, it does seem like we have seen more of that lately. Is it because there are more people going to amusement parks, and it's being, you know, accidents are happening, so we're learning about them a little bit more? I'm not sure. I know I can remember as a kid, I don't remember very many of those, because you would know. I mean, listen, Action News, they would have told us. So I don't remember hearing a lot of those. I'm sure there were occasionally some of them, but not to the amount that it seems like we're hearing about. Bill says he's listening to us in Arizona, and he says, "Hi, Kate. I think it is crazy harassment of what's happening with Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not the great defender of Donald Trump, although given the alternatives, and I am a Republican, I did vote for him. But it does seem, if you read in between the lines, that why are they going after him as far as raiding his estate? What do they think they're going to find in these records that's going to nail him and somehow lead to a criminal prosecution? I mean, is it just about harassing, getting him back? Is this just a political ploy, or is there more to it? I mean, after all, a lot of this would come down to the dollars and cents of taxpayers, I would assume, in some way, because of the hours that are wasted on this, unless there is something there, but it definitely does not seem like it. You know, I saw something today from a lawyer for Trump that said, you know, said that she believed, or that in looking at this, that they gave the government access to whatever they wanted access to, and that's it, and that there wasn't anything nefarious here whatsoever. Whatever you wanted, you could have it. We were giving it up. There wasn't that problem. Why was there this warrant? So is it, you know, tit for tat? Hey, you messed with us, we're messing with you. This is a personal thing. I mean, I can't answer that question. I just think it's odd, unless that holds where there's smoke, there's fire. But we don't really get anything other than the AG saying, yeah, I approve the raid. Because it doesn't matter, you know, who the person is. Nobody's untouchable. Okay, but what is leading to that? What is going to be uncovered that's going to be critical information that's going to lead to, I don't know, something to take down the former president? It is very strange. It is wrapped in a dark cloud, right? There's no straight answers here. There's, at least not right now, there isn't any of them anyway. Thanks to all of you for filling the mailbag 24/7. Send me your thoughts, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. We're talking about music next with DJ BJ, this really interesting Afro beats. Hang with us.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. BJ is with us. He's Afro Sounds Radio's main DJ and music director. And it's interesting because Afrobeats is really becoming huge. It is. It is very popular. It is global. And what is it? It is beat heavy electronic music from Nigeria. And it's got a huge fan base. You have to check it out and listen to it. I think it's really soothing, I have to say. So without further ado, DJ BJ, tell us about the music and what's happened.
Afrobeat, oh, thank you for having me today. I'm sorry, like I said, for the little delay. Yes, Afrobeat, I could say Afrobeat is it's like a music that comes from Africa. And I know it's a little bit, I would say late that the world is not recognizing Afrobeat, because Afrobeat has been in existence for so many years ago. And, you know, it's a kind of genre that, you know, when you listen to it, you feel connected with the rhythm, with the sound, with the lyrics, and, you know, it's a good thing to listen to. It's a good music to listen to.
Are you? You're probably not surprised that the music is taking off, right?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. Because I had an interview a few years ago and I said, if you get to a time, Afrobeat will take over, you know, the music genre all over the world. And that is what is actually happening right now.
Yeah. So how does a guy who is raised in Nigeria, moves to the U.S., gets a bachelor's degree in economics and information technology, decide to jump into Afrobeat and create this Afro Sounds radio that's become, like we said, more and more popular? How'd that happen?
Right from when I was 10 years old, I've always loved music. And music has been part of my life. And when I was 12, I started having the passion into listening to typical traditional music, which, you know, some people refer to typical Afrobeat. And from there, you know, my love for music grew more. And when I came to the United States, after my bachelor's in Nigeria, you know, I used to throw shows. I do, you know, DJing on the side, not as big as this. So when I came to the United States and I see the opportunity that a DJ has here that they don't have back home then. So I decided, okay, this is my time to make my dream come true. So I decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do from now on. So that's how, you know, from having a bachelor's degree to DJing.
You know, you think of some of the artists, and I'm going to throw them out for people listening. By the way, you can go to afrosounds.com, afrosounds.com, so you can hear some of this really engaging music if you don't already know what it is. But there are superstars that are starting to emerge, some of these artists, Fireboy, DML. You know, you've got, who was I listening to the other day? Burna Boy's another one. I mean, there's so many. Who is the biggest artist right now?
Right now, there's a lot of competition with the artists. I wouldn't say one of them is the biggest right now, but I will only say that one of them is well known all over the world right now, but I won't say it's the biggest because it's more like you know, like a competition between, you know, those artists. I will mention their name. We have Wizkid, and we have Davido, and we have Burna Boy. So to me, I feel like those three artists are in the same category to me. You know, I feel like they are in the same categories. I feel like they are the face of Afrobeat, you know, right now. So I wouldn't pick one of them as the biggest. You know, I don't want to, you know, debate about, you know, about when it comes to artists.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from listening to our conversation who've never heard of Afro Sounds, you know, Afrobeats, and they go to afrosounds.com and they listen? What do you hope they take away from listening to the music?
My hope is, you know, when they go to Afrosound radio to listen to Afrobeat, my take is they will be surprised and they will love the rhythm. They will get attached to the music. They will know more about Afrobeat. They will know more about the artists. They will know more about African culture too, because it's not just about music. It's also because Afrobeat also tells a story about African culture too. So when you listen to Afrobeat, you know, it's more like you're listening to someone telling you about African culture. You know, I believe, you know, whoever is listening to Afrobeat will love, you know, the music and will understand, you know, more about African music and, you know, African culture, African rhythm.
I love it. Dr. BJ, continued success. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fascinating to me. I love music and different types of music. So when I can, I think it's fun to highlight those different types of genres that are out there when we can on the show anyway. You know, I say it's always about, for me, when I'm doing this, thinking about what is it that hacks you off? What is it that makes you smile? What is it that is really, really tough that we're all experiencing no matter where we live, in a rural area, suburban area, a big city, whatever it is, out in the country somewhere. Oh, that sounds good to me. I just was talking to someone the other day. Ooh, to be out in the country and have some of that land, nothing but land. But they still have living expenses to cover, so inflation is running at a 40-year high. 36, this is so sad, 36%, but it's life, right? 36% of us, of U.S. adults, had to tap into their savings to cover those living expenses because of the way it shot up. If we went by age group, Gen Xers have taken the most from savings for everyday expenses, an average of $644. During the first half of the year, personal savings fell 5.1% in June from 8.7% in December of 2021. This is government data that I'm spouting out here. I'm not just making up these numbers. So it's interesting. I think more people, and I don't know if I've talked about this, but more people might be looking at budgets and figuring it out than they ever did before. You know, where it's kind of catch as catch can, you're busy and you're not really thinking about it. It's like the whole thing about getting Starbucks every day and how much that really would cost you if 5 days a week you were going to your favorite jam, which was Starbucks, and getting whatever latte or whatever else you're getting. How much does that add up to? Or constantly eating out. I think people are, I think it's either one of two ways. One, it's so, people are so happy to feel like they can be out in the world again that's fine. I'll make it up somehow. Or they're really for the first time maybe even doing a budget. And when you do a budget, it can be shocking, right? When you realize where you're spending the do-re-mi. And when we're being squeezed by inflation, and you've got to look in different directions, that's what happens. And what you are normally, whatever the cost is of things that you normally would do in your life, when everything across the board costs more, well, yeah. Do I need to go to the more expensive Mexican restaurant, or Taco Bell has Mexican pizzas? Can we just get those? I mean, I really think that's what people are doing. They're just kind of cutting out the more expensive stuff in their life and going for the cheaper versions of whatever that is. Because income just isn't keeping up with inflation for the most part. Hourly wages showed a 5.2% increase in July from a year earlier. So inflation has wiped out a boost in income pretty much. So, yeah, this is where you got to get real if you need to stretch those paychecks. What are you really, really spending? And no offense to Starbucks, but if you're one of those people that's doing that Starbucks thing every day, it has got to add up. I mean, it has to. It's so expensive to go there to get those lattes. Now, if you're going there like once a week, that's a whole different story. But who am I to lecture? I just did my first budget in a long time the other day. And let me tell you, I was bleary-eyed when I was done and shocked at some of what I was spending money on. On that cheery note, I'm going to skedaddle from this hour anyway. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Heal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.